I love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively, and so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
You're allowing that soul to shine through, to become more prominent in your being, so you may experience turbulence. In fact, it is necessary. The shaking and the rattling is necessary to unhinge concreted aspects that no longer serve, and then being replaced beneficially so that we can work with all aspects of self. So please trust this.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Soul Tribe! It's Raquel, And thank you so much for joining me in part two of Heather Hoffman's two-part series. In this episode with Heather, she channels for you and she channels for me. I don't want to spoil what was said or what came through, but let me just paint another picture for you. So as she was talking with my angels and the Palladians, the sun had just set over the mountains and the moon was up and so bright. So I had the moonlight and I had the candlelight next to me because I forgot to turn on the light, which was at the other end of the room. So it was pitch dark, but good thing I lit a candle beforehand. So I had the moonlight and I had a candlelight, and it was just divinely lined up that way indeed. And of course I had crystals and my brother's dog, who gives me a lot of comfort, right by my side. And so with that darkness around me and just the light from the candle and the moon, I felt like closing my eyes and just really tuning in to the energy of Heather and vibing with whatever was being said. And I had chills all around my entire body pretty much the entire time because there were so many truths that will be revealed to you. So I want to keep this intro very short and just allow you to tune into this frequency and enjoy Heather's energy. But I do want to say something really fast just to give you a little glimpse of what's to come for March. Well, after this, somehow I was being awakened to so many new signs, which guided me to live in an ashram next month. So I'm leaving Utah just to go live in an ashram next month for a month. And then, of course, I'll be back, but I'll also be pretty much offline since it doesn't have Wi-Fi, and pretty much meditating all day with their meditation masters and their monks. So between now and then, I intend on scheduling episodes for you for the month of March, and there might not be an episode on April 1st, but we'll see. We'll see what flows. I'll talk about it a bit more in an upcoming episode. But I want to keep this intro in particular very short and sweet. I also don't want to interrupt the channeling with any sponsored ads, so I will just insert the one sponsoring this episode here. And there's just one, which is my favorite, and another yummy favorite too, since they've been with us in Stay Uno, and that is Hum Nutrition, which is the magical supplement that saved my Bali belly over a year ago. And I really credit it to that because my diet hadn't changed. My exercise regime hadn't changed at the time. But the one thing that did change was I was taking their gut instinct healing pills. And people have told me that their gut instinct pills have healed a lot of their gut issues. And another favorite for the tum-tum is Flatter Me, which supports a flatter stomach and a healthy digestion. But my personal favorite are the daily cleanses because it has organic algae and detox herbs. So I'll take that to this day, and it helps keep my skin and my body clear of toxins. But I love any natural help when it comes to releasing toxins because you don't always know what you accidentally touch or walk into or what residue is on your food that's unseen to the naked eye that it might carry. So I love to do whatever I can, including Epsom salt bath, to release toxins. No matter how healthy you eat, I have one of the cleanest diets I know, and still, you come across toxins. So it's nice to do whatever you can to eliminate them. And Hum is gifting the Soul Tribe 20% off their purchase when you use the promo code MAGIC at checkout. Their supplements have been meticulously selected to balance tummy issues and skin and nails and boost metabolism and boost your energy and help you sleep or help balance any nutritional deficiencies that you might have using only the highest quality ingredients. Hum's products are gluten-free, non-GMO, and most of them are vegan. Thank you very much. And the Soul Tribe can receive a free nutrition report from one of their nutritionists to find the right Hum supplement for their needs. Just go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC.
And if you leave a review for this podcast and email it to me, which I'll leave all that info in the show notes, you will be entered for the next $150 Hum Nutrition giveaway. Why not? That's like 3 free products. Also, there is some space left in the retreat, so just a short little shout out. First, your own magic retreat in Bali in July. For that as well, will be in the show notes too. Just wanted to plug those in there. But now, I believe it is time to let the magic continue with Heather Hoffman.
Okay, I'll start with the collective information that so when I open up the space for these channels and these readings, I essentially just allow my frequency to alter so that it can connect with whichever being of light is desiring to come through and communicate. And sometimes it's multiple, and sometimes it's a group of one species, and sometimes it's just one who comes through.
Beautiful.
And okay, so, wow, beautiful. We have the Pleiadians, the emissaries of light, coming through to communicate a message to all who have felt called to tap into this moment. We would like to share with you that just listening to this is allowing you to tap into the frequency. Every breath, you are attuning to this vibration, and it is circulating through your body, igniting life force, filling up all parts of you with light, connecting the senses, aligning, harmonizing, balancing aspects of the being. Okay, yes, yeah. They're coming in to give healing to all who are listening. At this time, there is a high frequency of potent photonic cosmic light that is infiltrating the planet. This is to shift the frequency. This is to shift the vibration of Earth, to attune to a higher dimensional awareness. So at this time, we may observe that many of our inner shadows, inner darknesses, the unhealed, wounded aspects of self are coming to surface in a seemingly more profound way than usual. This is because all needs to be revealed. Light needs to shine on the shadow for it to be seen. And when light shines on darkness, it is revealed. And when it is revealed, it is turned into light. It is transmuted. It is transcended. So trust this.
Wow.
Know that this is actually you coming deeper into yourself, shedding old layers to embody more of your true soul essence. The soul that you have been traveling through different dimensions, galaxies, lifetimes here on Earth. You're allowing that soul to shine through, to become more prominent in your being. So you may experience turbulence. In fact, it is necessary. The shaking and the rattling is necessary to unhinge concreted aspects that no longer serve. They're releasing, coming to surface, becoming revealed by the light, transmuted, healed, alchemized, and then being replaced beneficially so that we can work with all aspects of self. So please trust this. And rather than worrying or fearing that we have regressed when experiencing lower vibrations or when wounds appear before us, it is actually that we are getting closer to the center of self. These layers are dissolving. It is actually an indication that you are embodying truth, and all that is not truth needs to be revealed, dissolved, and healed. That is what is occurring. All beings are in divine alignment right now, just as long as they choose to connect with the heart frequency, with their true soul's pure intentions, and the vibration of love. That is the task here.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Wow. Okay, beautiful. Oh, so grateful.
Oh, I feel like that lifted something, something that was weighing on me. So, wow.
Wow, so grateful. Yeah, I love the Pleiadian emissaries of light, and it's actually been a few weeks since I've channeled with them. So
that's amazing.
I'm grateful that they came through. Yeah, you're definitely Pleiadian, just FYI. They're like, yes, she has Pleiadian cosmic DNA.
Oh, and as you said that, I have major chills, plus this is the second time I've talked to them, and ever since I've heard their name, I felt connected to them.
Yeah, they're laughing. They're like, we are you.
Oh, wow.
Like, you literally, like, yeah, you've lived on Pleiades before. And yeah, you have it literally embedded within your body. So yeah, their external manifestations would love to assist you and to guide you at any time. So literally just call upon them.
I will. I will. Oh, I have amazing chills right now. That makes me so feel so supported and loved. Wow.
Yeah. And so tapping into your space, it's already happening. Like,
I love it.
It literally just came right after. Yeah, you have a very prominent presence of angelic guides. Specifically, I see here Raphael and Uriel.
Wow.
Raphael is the angel of healing, and Raphael assists with also integrating aspects of the being. So these two angels that are prominently with you right now, they are saying that they all take turns, that you always have this tribe of archangels that assist you, but they take turns in different phases of your life. You're kind of like a shapeshifter.
Yes.
And you embody, like, many different aspects of self. It's so beautiful. It's like, it's how you gather tools. Yeah, it's very powerful. And so when you go through these phases, they switch off, essentially, like, take different roles in assisting you at different times when you embody these different aspects. So as of now, Raphael has been working with you, helping you to heal. There is something that you are healing pretty significantly right now.
Yeah.
Is it a physical or an emotional manifestation?
Both.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been working with you in your sleep, helping to rearrange things and also just soften the load. And yeah, wow, your connection of your emotions to your body is like, that channel within you is so clear. It's like I'm seeing information being transferred from emotion to body like light speed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's literally like light speed. And so with this, it can be such a powerful tool for your intuition, but it can also cause some friction when you do experience, whether it's heartbreak or disappointment or betrayal.
You just said the three words that I'm experiencing.
Yeah. It's like, because you are so connected and that channel is so clear, it transfers to your body to where it right now it feels like kind of like a little cloak that's over you. kind of like a little cloak of debris. That's kind of like, it's not heavy to the point where it's restricting you from movement or mobility, but it's just causing a little sluggishness.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And this is so that your body really like registers this feeling of like a lower frequency, essentially. Mm-hmm. So that you can get comfortable in this space. You're being asked to get comfortable in this space and familiar with this energy so that you know how to transcend out of it. And Raphael's helping you to experience this without it being debilitating.
Wow.
So other times in your life where you may have experienced a similar but different type of heartbreak, it may have prevented you from moving forward, like kind of debilitated, like just kind of like let go of the reins, just like surrendered in a space where it was like I can't get out of this, essentially. Now you're in a space where you're still able to function, and it's like you've graduated to such a beautiful phase. You've done so much inner work. I just want to say like thank you for the inner work, because this phase that you've graduated to is a higher self perspective where you are still fully experiencing this little cloak, mm-hmm. but you're holding your hand. Your higher self is holding your mm-hmm. hand and walking you out of this space, like very gently and with such an awareness that it is going to get better. And like, you have this awareness that it is purpose. You're like, okay, yes. And it is kind of that energy where it's like, I don't even necessarily know like fully why. Like, I get like the little things like, okay, like this, but like, you just have this grand sight of light that is like piercing from all angles before you, and you're like, you're not running towards it, you don't need to, you know you're getting there, you're like strolling
towards I'm it. Strolling indeed.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Having it articulated that way itself was healing, mm-hmm. just so you know.
Wow. Yeah, I'm so grateful. And yeah, girl, I would love to give you like a super in-depth reading, like off the recording sometime, if you ever have like specific questions that you want to feel into, like why something happened or like.
Yes. Oh, that'd be amazing. There's so much.
Yeah, no, I feel that. It's like already coming through. But yeah, like would love to feel into things for you.
Anytime. And I just want to like hang with you. You are
amazing. I know, same. No, I'm telling you, I remember you.
Dude, same. It's crazy. Oh my gosh. There's a reason why so many people said you and it stood out.
Oh, I'm so grateful. I love them.
Well, they clearly love you. And I do too.
I love you too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Just opening the space to see if other angels would like to come through or other beings of the light would like to appear with information. Well, I'm just being shown, okay. You have such a profound ability to channel your life experiences, what you're experiencing, into creativity. I'm sure that you're aware of this, but they're showing me what occurs when you do either write something or create a piece of art or do one of these podcasts, what's actually happening on an energetic level. And yeah, girl, you literally work directly with the Pleiadians. And they're just like, okay, so they're showing this like indigo luminescent channel of light coming from the cosmos, streaming into the center of your head, into your crown chakra. And then I'm seeing it come through three streams out of you. One is from the heart, one is from the womb, and then one is from both of your hands. And this one from both of your hands is connecting in front of you as one channel. They're not two separate channels, which is interesting. They're like one channel that meets in the middle of you. And then all of these channels, they are appearing to flow outward in a straightforward channel. And they're showing how when you experience something, you metabolize it, it goes through your body, it first goes through your heart. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And it does a few circular motions in the heart, and it gathers the truth of how you actually feel when in this process and your truest heart's intentions and beliefs. And then it funnels through your womb, and this is the creative space. This is like infinite space of emptiness with infinite possibilities. So in this space, it's doing more of like a zigzag type of motion, and it looks like it's gathering depth. Wow. Okay. So this is how you gather your ability to translate, and it's the zigzag. Okay. It's like high and low, high and low. It's like going through the different spectrum. And again, this is like your experience. So it's going first through the heart and gathering the heart's true intentions and beliefs, and then going to the womb and doing this zigzag of increasing depth in the highs and in the lows. And it's like going through this full spectrum.
Wow.
And then it's channeling out through your hands. And again, this channel is connecting in the middle as one form of energy. And this is your output. I'm seeing you write kind of like an automatic writing where like you don't even think and it just like kind of goes. And then also art. Do you paint or like create art?
I dapple. I dapple in watercolor.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that you should do more of that and do it just for you. Like you don't even need to like take photos to post on the internet or sell any of your art pieces. Like literally just allow yourself to do it, like to paint, because this is also you translating. And though it may not appear as anything, it is manifesting in translatable, receivable form in other ways. So just like you doing this is helping to process what you experience.
Wow, that resonates so much. And the other day, my guides guided me to a Michaels, which I thought was interesting.
Wow, yeah, definitely, girl, go like create some shit for sure.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know if we're able to swear.
Oh, we totally can. What the hell?
Yeah, the angels allow it, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know mine do.
Yeah, okay. And so, and then Archangel Ariel came in while I was seeing all of this. She came behind you, and Ariel is...
I felt her.
I'm pretty sure that she is the... She's the sacral chakra, and she helps with creativity and production of what you experience. So yeah, this little cloak that you have over you right now, you're allowing yourself to wear it, and you need to allow yourself to, because this cloak ends up turning into a gown, into like a gown of light, an angelic gown fit for a queen. This is like you, this is you going through your next phase and embodying the next level of yourself and what you're going through right now, or what is occurring for you is going to be translated through a significant piece of art, a significant piece of art. And, yeah, they're saying not just like a podcast episode or like a topic, but it's actually going to manifest into like an extreme, like a significant segment in some way.
Wow. I have tears in my eyes.
Yeah. And you are like so supported. And though you may like temporarily feel alone, like in between moments, you are literally so supported by a tribe of guides. And, you know, everyone is supported, but some people do have more significant connections. And just for whichever reason, whether it's for their purpose or their mission or their journey, you have a very powerful connection to Source and to your guides.
I know. Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Wow, connecting with your higher self and your soul. Like, I love you. I just love you.
I love you. I love you. And everything that you embody and you just – everything that you just are. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's been such an honor, really, truly. Like, yeah. I have I had only ever listened to one podcast in my entire life, and it was one of yours.
No way. Oh, my gosh. What? Yeah.
So it was so significant when you invited me. I, like, literally, like, jumped up and was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, this is the only podcast I've ever listened to. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me so happy. Oh my gosh. I am, well, very honored, but I just, it's so interesting because when I talk to you, I just feel like our connection is actually more from something that has happened in the past in physical form.
Yes.
And it wasn't the past podcast that you listened to, indeed. I think you were probably excited because of the connection.
Oh, absolutely. But it was like, yes, like, yes, she felt it. She felt
it. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Do you remember what podcast it was?
I don't know the name of it, but it was about like creating a sacred space.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're amazing. I can't wait to be in your presence one day.
And I know. Continue when are you coming to California?
I'm hoping end of April or definitely May. And by the way, it's so interesting when you said Oceanside. I feel like I've repeated this on the podcast before, but Oceanside is one of the places, if I do move back to California, I'm looking at. No joke.
Wow. Yeah, it's calling you. It's so funny. I knew absolutely no one here and hadn't known anyone who had ever lived here and just felt super called to move here out of all places in the world. And yeah, like just post it up in Oceanside, you know, by myself.
Oh, that is so great.
So I think it's like a frequency.
It must be. I don't know anyone there either, but I used to go there. I love it there.
Yeah. Yeah, the land is calling you.
It is. I mean, right now, I just moved back 2 weeks ago to Park City, Utah, and I'm here till July. And then after July, I'm like, where am I going to go? Am I going to go back to California? Am I going to stay here? Am I going to go to Australia? Am I going to go to Finland? So I'll see where Mama Earth takes me, and the angels guide me everywhere. They really wanted me to be. They really want me to be here for some reason. Which maybe when we have our private session, we'll find out why. Because I don't know why.
Yeah, it's we'll get into it, but it's healing and helping to rewrite part of your story, like the childhood story.
Wow. You say this and everything you say, it's amazing because it's like I know. My soul knows, but I don't consciously think about it. But then when you say it, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking through your higher self.
Yes, that's what you're doing.
So. Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh, Heather. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
How are you? Yeah, thank you.
Dear Yomi, thank you so much for listening and lending your ear. And feel free to ping me if you had any aha moments or just anything that resonated deeply with your soul. Perhaps you want to share it in the Your Own Magic Facebook group with over 7,000 high vibing souls to connect with from around the globe. A link to that tribe is in the show notes. Many Yomis have been meeting and networking and just connecting with new like-minded magical friends, and it's all free, of course. There is also, I don't know if you know this, but I am hosting a retreat with my dear friend and spiritual medium, Bree Melanson, in Bali this July, July 22nd through the 26th, where she will be doing a lot of channeling. So just go to yourownmagic.life/retreat for more info. And we will be celebrating our souls with many goddess rituals and connecting with nature and meditating and powerful breath work and spiritual rituals and clearing energy blocks. And of course, we're going to be eating a lot of high vibe plant-based food. So prepare your tummies for that. But most importantly, we will be deepening connection with fellow yummies in person and tapping into our own magic. Also, if you're interested in the exclusive Soul Tribe site that is full of different types of meditations and meditative imaginings to enlighten your day and self-expansion and soul expansion journalings, spiritual tools and rituals, and just so much more, that's a side service I offer for you. So just go to yourownmagic.life and sign up for $4.44 per month or $44.44 for a lifetime beginning this year. So if you paid $44.44 this year already, you have it now for a lifetime. So thank you. And most importantly, thank you for just being an amazing listener, and have a magical day.